Good morning, everyone. Surrey County Board of County Commissioners meeting will now come to order. If anyone has any cell phones, any other audible devices, if you silence them now, it's not to disrupt the meeting. We'd appreciate that. If you stand and join me in the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Brings us up to item number three, this is discussion of possible action, approval of the agenda for October the 1st, 2019. Mr. Osborne, do we have any changes or corrections to make to today's agenda?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. We would like to combine items 15 and 16 together. They are both the special use permit for the same thing on two properties.
Is there any public comment regarding today's agenda? If I get a motion to approve?
I'll motion to approve today's agenda with the exception of combining items 15 and 16 into one agenda item.
I'll second.
Moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number four. This is discussion of possible action. Approval of the minutes for September the 3rd, 2019. Any public comment regarding those minutes? Hearing none, I get a motion to approve.
I'll move to approve the minutes for September the 3rd, 2019.
I'll second.
Moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number five. That's today's consent agenda. Is there any public comment regarding today's consent agenda? Hearing none, I get a motion to approve.
Move to approve today's consent agenda.
I'll second.
Moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number six. This is discussion only. We'll take no action or public comment. These are committee and staff reports. I'll start on the right side of the room with Sheriff Antonoro.
Just a quick update from the weekend since we just went through the big street vibrations. Very quiet from a law enforcement perspective. Had a couple of minor crashes. A couple of folks went to jail for drunk driving. One crash everybody's been asking about. Highway Patrol is handling it. That was out by Calaveras. That did turn into a fatal crash. But I don't have a whole lot of information about it. But all in all, it was pretty uneventful weekend. Pretty quiet weather. Played into that, I'm sure. And we won't talk about the drink passes. Any questions for me?
Good. Great. Thanks, Sheriff.
Thanks.
To follow up on that, since I was right in the middle of the mix this weekend, the Sheriff's deputies did a fine job of crowd control and intermingling with the public. The public loved these guys. And of course, on the other side of it, on the fire safety side of it, those guys were rolling. They were pretty busy with a lot of incidents and that, but they did a great job, too. It was good to see them on their new four-wheeler, or what do you call it, four-seater, cruising up and down. People were cheering them on as they were doing their duties. So thanks to both the sheriff and the fire department. Okay, who else do I have on the right side over here? Oh, we have Director of IT, James Dean.
James Dean, Story County IT Director. Just wanted to give you guys an update on our security that we've been focusing on pretty heavily for quite a while now. Back in 2018, Pat Witten and Joe Curtis had the county audited in full on a full-blown network scanning where they came around to every department, scanning everything from our Wi-Fi to, you know, public access and all that stuff. As a result of that, in 2018, we started upgrading our firewalls from Cisco ASAs to next-generation Palo Alto firewalls. We've changed our antivirus from Symantec to Bitdefender Ultra, which is a deep-dive AV that puts stuff up in a sandbox and is a little bit disruptive, but is a greater level of security all the way down to the client level. And then I wanted to recognize Vanessa Stevens with her efforts recently. She recently got us the Department of Homeland Security is now actively scanning our network from the outside, doing penetration testing. We've just gotten our first report from them. It's the most comprehensive security report I've ever seen. Generally, counties pay around $10,000 a year for this service. Vanessa was able to get that done at the state level for free. So we're pretty excited about not only the fact that we're getting these security scans on a biweekly basis, but the fact that they are not finding a whole lot of major issues. So the biggest issue they found in this report is our old Exchange server, which is already slated to be replaced. And the other critical issue that they found, we've already remediated. So I wanted to just bring to the forefront that Story County is taking cybersecurity very seriously. There's some new laws coming down from the legislature that are requiring this type of stuff, but we've really already got a head start. We've already been engaged in this process now for a couple of years. So again, I wanted to thank Vanessa Stevens, Barbara Kravansky from the Secretary of State's office, and Department of Homeland Security for saving us a bunch of money on security scanning. The next thing, Office 365. I've been working with Austin and Jen Chapman in the administration office. And through those efforts, we've been able to reduce our projected cost for Exchange by about 30% for this coming year. That's about $20,000 that we've saved just by remediating old email addresses, going through staff and making sure that, you know, if they don't work here anymore, they don't have an email address. And then also Fire Chief Nevin has been extremely helpful in transitioning off career and seasonals so that we can recognize some more cost savings there. So thank you, Fire Chief. That's probably the biggest part of that 30%. And then finally, we're looking at security training on a countywide basis. I've been working with Sean Rahmeyer with the Office of Cybersecurity at the state level. They've been providing resources to all the counties in the state. They have contract pricing with a vendor called KnowBefore. And we're going to start pushing this security and cybersecurity level training down to our user levels so that when you get that weird email or something like that, that they're more recognizable and, you know, people are going to be a little bit more cautious with just about everything that they do. That being said, I was congratulating our department heads and then asking the department heads to push that onto their staff about how well we really are doing with security. I don't have a lot of incidences where I'm having to wipe and reload computers every 5 minutes in you know, six or seven departments. It's, you know, a couple of times a year. And when people are hesitant on an email, they'll forward it to us and be like, you know, what is your opinion on this? And should I reply to this? And things like that. So the awareness of security has certainly increased substantially. So just wanted to report on that. Pretty happy with the way things are going and more improvements on the way. That's all I have. Any questions?
Any questions for James? Thanks, James.
Thank you.
Very good. All right. All things having to do with water and wastewater. Mike Piven?
Good morning, Commissioners. Mike Nevin for the record. To start with, I'll just mention that Ames Construction will be around town starting this week, weather dependent, of course, to address some issues on the Virginia City Sewer Wastewater Improvement Infrastructure Project, most of which are ground subsidence issues and some pavement settling, and they'll be addressing those before our warranty walkthrough that's scheduled later this month. So if you see them around, you see some paint on the streets, you'll know what's going on. Okay, you have three agenda items a little bit later in the meeting that are going to address the Gold Hill treatment plant, so I'll leave those. And then I'm going to mention what's going on with the Hillside water tank. That would be phase two of the five-mile project with the leftover monies and some that were added in, of course. We have completed the 30% drawing review with staff in Far West. They're in the process of working on the 60% drawings, and they hope to have those completed within the next couple of weeks. The other thing that we addressed as part of that review was the fact that because we're increasing the volume of water storage, these tanks will be four times the amount of the current tanks. And so there's a need to look into a tank mixing operation. And the mixing operation is to avoid poor mixing in the upper levels, especially from thermal stratification, lower oxygen concentrations, and the potential for the formation of higher disinfection byproducts. Far West is in the process of designing a mixing system that will use an inlet-outlet manifold in a passive fashion, so there'll be no power required for this. The one we're looking into is called TideFlex. It's very popular. Of course, it does add cost, but this is something that we feel cannot be overlooked, so that's going to be an add-on as far as the bid package when we get that put together. Also, because we have to do trenching up there to install the new water line that'll come from the outlet side of the tank down to 341 and Southwest Street there, we're going to go ahead and add conduits for fiber and power. It only makes sense to do that when we got open trench. And so that'll give us the option to eventually probably remove some of the antenna networks that are currently on top of those tanks and convert it all to fiber with the SCADA requirements that are in place for the monitoring of the tank levels and such. So that'll be done. We looked into possibly realigning some of the trenching for the water line that will be installed, and USDA had a little bit of concern with some area up there because it's undisturbed ground, had never been disturbed. They wanted us to contract with an archaeological firm to take a look at it. We did get a bid back, and we felt it pretty substantial for what we feel the amount of work maybe would have taken an hour or two. So we opted to just keep the original alignment. That way we can avoid that sort of activity. That brings to mind that we will be probably using the services of Great Basin Consulting. The gentleman's name is Mike Drews. He'll be the on-site archaeological monitor when we embark on both these projects. Mike has worked in the Comstock on various other projects, so he's very familiar with the area. So, also on the hillside tanks, the geotechnical site survey has been completed for the proposed grading and the site preparation for the new tanks. The investigation did, however, determine the need to have some further investigation by a geologist to take a look at the potential for landslide. If you look above the Obister-Loring pit, which is across from the Fourth Ward School, and you look west above the pit, oh, maybe 300 yards, you'll notice some subsidence, and you know that I can remember it being there from years back, but they feel, you know, to be on the safe side, we're going to determine those boundaries. So if that was to come off there, it wouldn't affect the way the tanks are being placed up there. So we feel that's going to be money well spent. The other thing is some site renderings have been completed by the Far West staff in preparation for our presentation before the Comstock Historic District later this month at their monthly meeting, which is scheduled for October 14th. They, as well as BLM, have to approve the color selection for the tank and the proposed little retaining wall up there, and then any other issues and or requirements relative to the view shed concerns, because these two tanks are going to be, of course, much larger than the two that exist up there. We have a walkthrough scheduled on the pipeline portion from the reservoir on, with Ames Construction and USDA on the 15th of this month. So, and that's to address any discovered warranty issues that we might find on that walkthrough. So that's been scheduled. And then I'm just going to give you folks just one rendering, and these are subject to change. It kind of shows a view just for your information. So, and that's about all I have for you today.
Questions for Mike?
You got a question?
Great. Moving along now to the Director of Communications, Dave Ellard. County Fire Marshal, Martin Acevedo.
Good morning, Commissioners. Martin Acevedo, Story County Fire Marshal, for the record. Just a couple of things. Fire Prevention Week is coming up. And we're going to be going out to all the schools in the county with the fire prevention trailer and teaching them a little bit about fire prevention, having them go through the trailer and how to escape and things like that. Also, I'd like to remind all the citizens of Story County, with the winter coming up, cold weather, have your furnaces checked. Have your fireplaces and wood stoves swept and cleaned. And be careful of those extension cords. My 20 years of experience in doing investigations, those are the top three where we have fires, usually at the beginning of the winter. And that's all I have. Any questions?
Nothing. Great. Thank you, Martin. County Fire Chief, Jeff Nevin.
Morning, Commissioners. For the record, Jeff Niven, Fire Chief. About 3 weeks ago, we had a visit from ISO. I'm sure you're all familiar with that, Insurance Services Organization. It's been 5 years since our last visit, so we dusted off the books and made sure all our records and everything were updated. So the chairman should be receiving an updated letter from them, I'm hoping before the first of the year. So I don't think that our ratings will change much, but we'd love them to stay the same. So expect to see that. And again, I said that's every 5 years, so hopefully this is the only one that I'll have to go through. So, open burning. We will open pile burning in Mark Twain and Painted Rock on October the 12th, and that's in conjunction with Lyon County, Central Lyon and North Lyon counties. So we feel we've got a enough precipitation in the area over the past few storms. The fuel moisture has come up a little bit, and we want the folks to be able to get out there and clear their properties. So permits will be available starting today, and burning will start on the 12th and run through. Right now it's projected to the end of March, but that will depend upon the weather or the winter that we have and how early fire season kicks back up. Street vibrations was successful, as you said. Thank you for your comments. The fire department was busy. Numerous calls. We did have two care flight calls about basically the same time. One was a heart attack, which had bystander CPR and the use of the AED from the visitor center. That person was awake and oriented when they loaded him onto care flight. So, and speaking with his wife yesterday, he's doing well. So, the other incident on the grade, as the sheriff mentions, being investigated by NHP, that person did succumb to his injuries at the hospital. So I don't know the particulars of the injuries, but And then finally, we'll be transitioning into our fuels management season along the grade in the Highlands area. So we'll be reducing our seasonal staff to just a few, working with the NDF crews to reduce some of the fuels along the grade and in the Highlands areas that we've touched on in the past, and some new areas as well. So any questions?
Good.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chief. All right. Director of the VCTC, Denny Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Denny Dotson, Tourism Director, for the record. So this weekend I was not here. I decided to freeze my tail down in Pioche as opposed to here on the Comstock. But from what I gather, it did turn out to be a pretty decent event, with Friday having a much larger showing than in years past because of the potential weather. But what I want to talk about mostly for StreetVise was the community participation led by Jeff Wood to pick up garbage and to help with that pickup. The VCTC always, whether we do an event ourselves or we have a promoter, require additional cans, additional dumpsters, try and place them strategically, and then pick up that entire venue. But it doesn't always translate to being perfect. A lot of times the weather will push stuff. There's always the other 1,000 or so residents and merchants that are here in town that have garbage as well. So I think it's what it does is opens up the thought for us to do a community-wide cleanup a couple of times a year. That's not so much focused on the events, but just in general, maybe one when we do our free dump in the spring and then another one this time of year, or wait till the events are over. Just a thought, but I tip my hat to Jeff and all the volunteers who really helped out. Excuse me. Most folks think about Virginia City and special events kind of winding down in September. That's not the case. As you see, over the next couple of months, we have a lot more things on the docket. This weekend, we go into outhouse races. There'll be a venue change. We're going to move that venue from Sutton to Union, and it'll be a hard closure for overnight. We haven't done that before, so it'll be a bit of a change. We'll have detours in place through on B Street. But again, Sutton through Union will be closed overnight for that venue to allow us to set up in the street. And keep it there. There's a lot of setup, so we're going to see how that goes. Then we go right into a whole month of Haunttober, which we really have seen blossom in the last several years, to where there's so many different events in town or throughout town, whether they're nonprofits. Pipers are doing haunted line dancing, to you have our parade. A lot of different things have really materialized. A lot of again, nonprofits are starting to get involved, and it's made it attractive on the calendar, so you'll see a lot of folks come up for that. I guess that kind of leads to, and also Day Out with Thomas over the next couple weekends, too, is that another big event for October. So we have a full slate planned for this fall. And then finally, we are planning something very unique, very different for Christmas this year. A lot of planning. We're actually going to be purchasing some new lights for town, and we have a lot of nonprofits, a lot of merchants involved. They signed up early for what they want to do. I'm looking forward to 3 weekends of Christmas on the Comstock that'll be like something we haven't had before. So more detail out very soon. So with that, it's just about events today.
Questions? Thank you, Danny. Okay. All right. Our Director of Human Resources, Jen Chapman.
Good morning, Commissioners. Just a real quick update on the risk management side of things. Working with Hugh and Carol Ingalls at A&H Insurance, we're looking at insurance renewal. Essentially making sure that everything we have as far as real and personal property equipment is insured, and the things that don't need to be insured aren't. So we're just kind of going through that list department by department, and we'll be sifting through it, making sure we're all covered. Outside of that, we're updating job descriptions, kind of going through the departments, making sure that what people are doing matches what they're supposed to be doing. And we're going to be posting those job descriptions online now. So as we kind of go through them and audit them, you'll see them popping up on the county website under the HR site. So that's about it.
Good.
Thank you.
Nice addition. We just have the county assessor with us today. Ms. Sutton?
Nothing today.
Okay. Over community relations, Sherry Nevin.
Good morning, Sherry Nevin for the record. A couple of reminders. I'm encouraging everyone to save the date of October 25th at 11 a.m. when we'll be doing the unveiling of the what we're calling the Miner in the Park at Miner's Park. It should be a fun event and chance for the community to see the newest addition down there to the park. This Saturday, we are hosting our annual Quad County Hazardous Material Exercise with AUECC and TRI. We're expecting about 40, 45 people to be in attendance at that. That involves Story County, Lyon, Carson, and Douglas, as well as some of our private industry partners, National Weather Service, some civil support team folks from the feds. So we should have a nice exercise that day. Last Friday, I attended a presentation given by Broadbent and Associates at the annual Public Works Association conference up at Stateline. They talked about our Virginia City Sewer Improvement Project. That archaeological report has been approved by the National Park Service, and so we will be working through those next steps of gathering a list of artifacts that were found and working on some public education as well as some displays, probably in the Courthouse Slammer Museum downstairs as well as the Fourth Ward School. So it was very interesting to see what they found, because we hadn't even known some of the stuff that they found quite yet. So here, hopefully over the course of the next few months, it's going to be a long process of getting those artifacts, because they are currently not held with us. We've got to work with SHPO, we have to work with the BLM, USDA, everyone on board to get those back. So it'll be a long project probably to work through. So keep you posted on that. Next up is our annual flu vaccine clinics, which will begin tomorrow. That one will be held at the Lockwood Community Center from 9 to 11 on the 3rd, which is Thursday. It'll be here at the Virginia City Senior Center from 9 to 11, October 16th. From 9:30 a.m. to 11 at the Mark Twain Community Center. And finally, October 16th from 4:30 to 6:30 at the Virginia City Highlands meeting room there at the fire station. So if you haven't had your flu vaccine, these are open to the public. Anyone can go. They do accept insurance, but they will not turn anyone away if they don't have any means to pay. So. And then lastly, the State Superintendent of Public Education was in Virginia City last Thursday. They toured the schools all day, and then they held a community forum at the Fourth Ward School from 4 to 5. Commissioner Carmona was there, myself, Comptroller Gallagher. It was a nice opportunity to meet with her and really tell her the good things that we have going here in Story County and the partnerships that the county has developed with the school district. So happy to see her here in the rural part of the state. So that's all I have.
Any questions for Sherry? Good. Thank you, Sherry. Alrighty, over at the recorder's office, Marty Martinez.
Okay, good morning, Commissioners. Marnie Hanson Martinez, interim recorder. I'm here to let you know just about a few things we've got finishing up. Well, the imaging project, first of all. They've been working in the jury room on our historic records, and that should be winding up within the next week and a half. So we're excited to get going on the other side of that with indexing, and that's our historic records, 1859 to 1974. Additionally, last week I had the opportunity to attend Power One at NACO, which was very informative, and looking forward to continuing that series. And then also we are back to full staffing in the recorder's office. We hired one more person, Veronica Martinez. She joined us yesterday, so we're back at full staffing. So enough to get all that indexing done. And that's it.
Yeah, it's a great project. Any questions for Marty? None? Thank you. All righty. Planning Department, Kathy Canfield?
I'm nothing today.
All righty. We're at Public Works Operations there. Mike Northan?
Nothing today, Mr. Chairman.
All right. In the Comptroller's Office, Jennifer McCain.
Nothing from our office today, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Mr. Calder. Chief Deputy District Attorney, Mr. Loomis.
Keith Loomis, District Attorney's Office. Last week, we received a letter from the Attorney General's Office informing us that an open meeting law complaint had been filed against the county and requesting a response by October 11th. We will get that done. I don't really anticipate any problems with it.
Thank you, Mr. Lawrence. County Manager, Mr. Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Three things I want to talk about. Just give you an update that continuing to work with Linda Ritter to develop a draft contract for us to work with her for a strategic plan for the entire county, countywide. I anticipate that will be on the next county commission meeting for consideration. The next one is Linda Ritter and I took last Friday, and we spent 3 hours with Carson City Sheriff Kenny Furlong, and went through all of his strategic plan and all of the benchmarks and the scorecarding process he has and everything for measuring performance for what he does. It was an absolutely fabulous meeting with I can't tell you how interesting it was to show how he can pick points of data throughout a period of time and then be able to analyze that data and tell you anything you can imagine that is going right or wrong with that particular situation. In some cases, you would think never even be related. It's an idea of maybe what we might want to build in our strategic plan for something similar. It doesn't mean we want to go down the route of all kinds of specifics, but it's an idea. You know, there were some things in there that we really learned from, and I really appreciate him and his staff's time, as well as Linda Ritter doing this on her own time as well to provide this. It doesn't have to be anything that's specific to any particular department. It's a process that would work anywhere. And next is working with, right now, a capital improvement plan for the comptroller's office and our department heads, and really trying to come up a way that we can look at our budget and look at all of the expenditures that are happening in all of our five communities, and then maybe taking a special column for government services and then looking at Virginia City non-government, such as roads, streets, parks, things like that, and being able then to measure, you know, what types of budget monies are going into the communities, how much of the budget monies that are line-itemed and put together are being spent, what performance is happening with those, you know, what types of return are we getting for the dollars spent, et cetera. And I think it'll be a real exciting thing to tie that into our new strategic plan and work with our budget team and all of our department heads when we look at our next year's budget on being able to tie all these things together. I think it'll really be a fabulous way to be able to measure the dollars being spent, make sure that we're being careful with the dollars being spent and equitable. So those are the three things that I have. Thank you.
Any questions for Austin? Great. I saved the best for last. County Clerk, Ms. Stevens. Okay. Thank you, everyone. That concludes that item. We'll move on to item number 7 now, which is the board comments. We'll take no action of public comment. We'll start at the far end of the table with Commissioner Carmona.
I just wanted to thank everybody that was out there, Sheriff's Office, Fire Department, CERT team. I was part of CERT this weekend, doing a little patrolling in town, and it was good to see everybody out there. A lot of folks having fun, and that's about it.
Thanks, Jay. Vice Chairman?
Nothing today, thank you.
And I, too, have nothing today. So we'll move things right along and bring it up to item number 8, discussion of possible action. This is approval of a contract with Summit Food Service providing meals for inmates. Who's going to take this?
Sheriff.
Just by way of a little bit of background, we were using a service a couple of years ago out of Oregon or Washington, I believe. They started jacking up the prices on our delivery costs, and that wound up costing, the shipping was costing more than the food. So since then, we started getting things locally at, I think, Walmart. Is where we're getting it currently, and it's just the like the Hungry Man meals, which is a challenge to meet the nutritional requirements for the inmates. So we were contacted by this company, which is only one of a couple who service provide this type of service in the western United States, the other one being that we already previously used. So we're looking at going with this company. It should still be within the confines of what was budgeted for inmate meals for the year, so it should not exceed our budget. But they offer guaranteed service, and so we think it would be the route to go at the present time. And the deputy DA felt that it needed to come here to the commission for approval, even though it is within the scope of what's been budgeted. So I would ask that the contract be approved.
Did our last contract expire with the other company?
It was month to month.
It was month to month?
Yeah.
Wasn't there an issue with that contract before about trying to get out of the contract? Or was that the one before?
No, that was inmate that had to do with commissary.
Okay.
It was not the food right. Services.
Okay. You're good with the contract?
So? Yes.
Okay. All right. Commissioners, have any questions for the sheriff on this?
No questions. Just out of curiosity, what is the average cost per meal for an inmate?
I believe that this breaks it down and within the contract, and it's $4.99 a meal. $4.99.
Is there a public comment regarding this item? Hearing none, can we get a motion to approve this contract?
I'll move to approve the contract.
I'll second.
The move to second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion.
Thank you,
Sheriff. Moving along now to item number 9, discussion of possible action. Consideration of letters of interest and the appointment of a qualified person to fill the existing Story County Recorder vacancy in the Story County Recorder's office. The appointee will fill the vacancy until January the 4th, 2021.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On August 6, 2019, there was a vacancy in the county recorder's office. Per policy, we posted that in the HR office for an interim recorder. And that interim recorder is serving in the time that it's taking to get to this point. We received two letters of interest. One was from Marnie Martinez, the current interim recorder, and from Jim Hindle, another applicant. Both of the letters expressed a great background, lots of skills and education. It was not an easy decision to make between both of them, but we had to make a decision with both of them being great. We do recommend Marnie for the position. She has been the deputy recorder in that office since 2013. She has a Bachelor of Science and an Associates of Applied Science that are aligned with the recorder's office. And because of those things, we do recommend Marnie for the job. No hard saying for the other applicant. At this point, the appointment would be good until January 4, 2021. At that point, this person will need to run again and realign the situation with the normal recorder's election cycle.
Correct. So... All right.
And I would like to point that both of the individuals are in the audience today.
I see that. So I was going to ask if either one of the applicants wanted to go ahead and speak. Not necessary, just asking if you'd like to.
Good morning, Commissioners. Jim Hindle, Virginia City. I figured since the incumbent, Ms. Martinez, is here, as the non-incumbent, I guess it's my role to go first. And I'm not sure if she has anything to say, but one, I just wanted to say thank you for the consideration and the opportunity. It's one that I think is going to have impact on the county as we go forward, and that's where my interest lies. Clearly, the reputation of the recorder's office, as led by Ms. Chapman, and has been dutifully fulfilled by Ms. Martinez, is one that is very highly regarded and is a stellar reputation across the state and has done very good. So my interest isn't necessarily that I think the office has a need for change or the office has a need for new blood, leadership, et cetera. Where I come in, you know, the NRS is fairly straightforward in terms of what the recorder does. But as you know, I'm fairly active both on the Planning Commission here in Story County and get to see a little looking forward as to what could be coming at us as a county, the development that's coming. And for better or for worse, my own mental attitude, you know that I'm fairly active down at the state legislature with our elected officials and have spent time down there. And one of the things that I had the opportunity to kind of get involved in or at least sit on the side of is the technology committee within the Assembly and the Senate. It's a joint committee, and what they're doing is looking at, as we know, the governor and what we've been trying to do as a state is to become an epicenter for technology innovation. One of those, well, quite a number of those, happened to emanate and Story County is an epicenter for some of that technology innovation through your leadership in development, and that is blockchain. And I have had the opportunity to talk with Matt DeGestri, I hope I have his last name, pronouncing it right, the VP of Government Affairs and Strategic Assessment for them. And one of the areas that they have been very active in is in implementing blockchain into government. I think the technology term is distributed asset management and control, or identification and control. And so one of the interests I have is clearly in the management of the office and conducting the office as it has to be run day-to-day, records retention, data management, customer service, clearly a background of mine and one that this office is known for and want to continue to reinforce and improve. But at the same time, as the recorder, one of the responsibilities is to be a leader in what is happening and helping as part of the county leadership to make sure that things that could happen to Story County are managed and maybe we lead them a little bit more than have that happen to us. And so I see that there's going to be some work within the next, definitely the next term. As we look at the recorder's job, that's going to be one where it has an opportunity to influence how Story County wants to participate in what some of this technological change could be. And at the same time, whether we want to be a driver of it and drive some of the change or whether we want to be one that puts the brakes on and says, wait a minute, some things have to be looked at because of what it can do to impact the county. The other side I'm sensitive to, as I've learned, is that, you know, Story County being one of the smaller counties, rural counties in the state, even though we're an epicenter of a lot of the change that's happening in this state, is one where we can marshal a lot of support, we can marshal a lot of, I guess, a coalition to leverage whatever change is happening to us through the State Recorders Association and our own influence within our elected officials and other elected officials at the government, state government, and I think I can be one that impacts that. So either way, I think the recorder's office is in good hands and on good ground, and I think I can be one of the an asset to this county to help lead as to how this change that we're facing as both a county and a state will impact us, and would be look forward to helping with that. So thank you for the consideration, and I appreciate the time you've given me this morning.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
All right. Ms. Martinez?
Good Good morning again. Here just to express my interest again in the long-term appointment to the position. I have enjoyed the opportunity to get to know the greater functions of the office and manage those functions as well as collaborate with a lot of the other county reporters on our systems and the technology and the challenges that we face. And we did upgrade our system last year in 2018 to Tyler Eagle. And that has been, it's just put us leaps and bounds ahead, and we'll continue to progress. It's a great office to work in, and we've got a great staff. I've been trained in the specialized knowledge of running that office and reporting to the state and being in compliance with so many things and following statutes. So I would continue to enjoy that position so much. And everybody that I work with, it's a wonderful honor to be here in the county with the history and all the individuals. So thank you for your consideration.
Thank you, Marty. Commissioners, have any comments?
I'd just be curious, is Ms. Martinez intend on running in this upcoming election cycle to continue that position? Because whoever we appoint today has to run for office, am I correct?
That's right, next year.
Okay.
In the next election cycle, yeah.
Okay. So.
Yes, that is my intention.
Okay.
To continue to run and then continue for as many years as I can.
Okay, thank you.
Great, once again, thank you, Marty. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there public comment on this item? Okay. Hearing none, I guess my only comment on this would be is that we have it's good to have more than just one applicant for, you know, qualified applicant for this position. So I'm happy that Mr. Hindle also applied for the position. So if there's no more comments, then I'll go ahead and see if we if I can get a motion for an appointment. One of these two individuals. It's been staff's recommendation that Ms. Martinez be the selected candidate. So,
in accordance with the recommendation by staff, I, Lance Gilman, motion to appoint Marnie Hanson Martinez, current deputy recorder, to fill the existing county recorder vacancy in the Story County Recorder's office. The appointment will fill the vacancy until January the 4th, 2021.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second, but I would like to comment that I think both candidates are equally qualified. I hope that, Jim, if your interest is still there, that you would run in January. Again, I've had the opportunity to work with both. I think both are very qualified candidates, but in the sake of, you know, bettering Story County, if your interest is still there, I'd like to see you run for office and, you know, better person will win. So I'll second that motion.
Okay. I have a motion. I have a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Congratulations, Marty. And Mr. Hendel, thank you for participating in the process.
Thank you.
Moving along now to item number 10, discussion of possible action. Consideration of possible approval of Memorandum of Understanding between Story County and the Virginia Township Justice Court regarding the handling of additional fees to be generated by the court's adoption of new fees. Mr. Loomis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Keith Loomis, District Attorney's Office. There was a case that came out of the Nevada Supreme Court back in 2000 called Blackjack Bonding versus City of Las Vegas Municipal Court, which established that courts have inherent authority to establish their own reasonable fees. Some of the justice courts around the state have adopted their what they call blackjack fees, and Judge Harrington is now following in that same vein and is asking for, she has an order that she's going to impose some additional fees that are going to cover the costs of mental health evaluations and pretrial services. Does require a memorandum of understanding between the county and the Justice Court as to how those fees will be handled. And what we have in here today is the memorandum of understanding that deals with the fact that as those fees are collected by the court, they will be forwarded on to the treasurer's office to be put into the Justice Court fund. They will have a separate line item, which will be handled by the comptroller's office. Requests for payment of fees will be directed to the comptroller's office, who will evaluate the request, and if everything is in order, authorize the payment of the fees. And so that is what this memorandum of understanding is for.
Is it specific for mental health evaluation?
It is at this point, yes.
Okay.
And for pretrial services.
Okay. Commissioners, have any questions for Mr. Willis?
This time.
Okay. Any public comment regarding this item? Fair enough. I get a motion to approve the memorandum of understanding.
I, Lance Gilman, move to approve the memorandum of understanding with the Virginia Township Justice Court and authorize the chairman to sign said thing.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving on now to item number 11, discussion of possible action, approval and acceptance of a grant of easement from Joyce and Larry Herzig across their property in Washoe County for the purpose of constructing, maintaining, repairing, and servicing a water pipe and related equipment. Mr. Northam.
Good morning, Commissioners. This is meant to address the, I think it was July 2018, waterline failure under the Herzegs' house. Waterline, of course, has been since repaired and relocated, and what this does is relinquish the existing easement, where the waterline no longer exists, and establishes or accepts the grants of an easement for the present location of the waterline. And I'm informed by legal counsel that we have to, following this resolution, I'll have to go and gather signatures from the Herzegs, and then the executed documents brought back before this board for final acceptance.
So both easements were on their property, the old one and the new one?
Correct.
This is over on Duck Hill?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sounds good. Commissioners, have any questions for Mr. Northam? Your public comment regarding this item? Some housekeeping. All right. May I get a motion to approve?
I, Lance Gilman, move to approve and accept the grant of easement from Joyce and Larry Herzig across their property in Washoe County for the purpose of maintaining, repairing, and servicing a water pipe and related equipment.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, sir.
All right. Moving on to item number 12, discussion of possible action, abandonment request, file number 2019-042 to abandon a portion of unapproved Main Street right-of-way located in Gold Hill. Ms. Canfield. Marty, would you turn the lights off for us back there, please?
Okay. Thank you for your patience. I'm hoping this will come on here.
Thank you.
Better. Kathy Canfield for the record. This is a request for
a roadway abandonment that's in Gold Hill.
And hopefully it comes on, we'll be able to see this a little better. There is an existing 25-foot wide roadway easement, or roadway, that goes between this parcel that's highlighted and these parcels that are right here. It looks to be an offshoot of Main Street, and it shows up on the Gold Hill plat of 1875-ish, I guess with the years. The applicant, which is Story County, is requesting that the piece that is to the north here and down the side of the length of this parcel that's also by Story County be abandoned. The piece is about 25 feet in width and doesn't meet any current standards for what a roadway would be. So this is the area. This is looking north, and the actual roadway is about right in here. This is just actually a driveway that Public Works put in to access where there's the septic tank is. So this gives you an idea of what this area looks like. This is looking directly east, so this roadway piece is back in here. And then again, this is looking directly kind of north in the roadway piece. There is a driveway that comes down through here from the highway that is used to access this residence here, and then there's some outbuildings here, and this is also used to access where the septic system is. So what this would look like, the area that's cross-hatched here would be what is requested to be abandoned. So the regular highway piece right here is not impacted. It would follow that line. And then it would go down here to where this Story County property line is. So the remainder of this would remain open as access for this. There's a parcel that's right here. So if approved to be abandoned, this is what it would look like. This portion of the roadway, if it was abandoned, 12 and a half feet approximately would go in, be consolidated into this lot. This is owned by the Dufresnes. And the rest of the half for this part, and then all of this would all be consolidated into the green, and this is all Story County property. There was a piece, this kind of oddball-shaped piece here. What had happened was back in 1993-94, this property was acquired from the Dufresne family for the purpose for Story County to construct a sewer system there. The paperwork was done, and this was under the Dufresne name, but the mapping was never completed. So prior to this, these applications moving forward, a boundary line adjustment was completed. So this piece now is all consolidated into this parcel here for the Dufresne. So this green part is all just Story County. And then here we have the preliminary surveyor's map exhibit showing kind of what areas would be abandoned here. So we've noticed the utility companies, NV Energy and AT&T both don't have anything in that area. Theirs all follow the roadway alignment. And NDOT was contacted, but they didn't provide any comments. So we don't believe they have any claim or that even know that that's there. We believe at one point that roadway was used for mining activities that were occurring there a long time ago. But as you can see from some of the pictures, it's all been grown over and there's really no road base or anything that's there. The project itself, the abandonment's being asked for to help facilitate the public works project for the new sewer system. The existing septic tank is located on this parcel here, right about in this location, I'm guessing. The new project will have a building, and because this is such a long, skinny parcel, putting a building in here and meeting the setbacks, and then the other requirements of having access around the building, plus parking, and then plus fencing that's needed for security. It makes this parcel almost too small to be able to do anything, and it kind of encroaches into here. And because this is public access, this will still look abandoned, will still be public property. It's just that it does need to have security fencing and stuff around it, so we do need to be able to block that off. The Planning Commission heard the request. We did have one comment from the property owner to the north. One of the items, too, in this is that there is existing driveway access that comes across the Story County property that goes to the residence that's here, plus the driveway that comes down to their outbuildings. And we've included that there will be a driveway access easement recorded to allow that to remain. They have concerns about the words irrevocable, and so we don't have any problems with that. We've added that into the condition, and that's part of your packet, too. Other than that, the Planning Commission heard this. They recommended approval with a 6-0 vote with one person absent. And besides just the questions about the driveway, we didn't have any other comments regarding it.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy. Commissioners, have any questions for Kathy? Okay. We open for public comment. Okay. I was out there looking at it yesterday just to make sure I knew what I was looking at, make sure it's right. So, okay. There's no questions, concerns. Go ahead and call for a motion.
In accordance with the recommendation by staff and the Planning Commission, the findings under Section 3.A of the staff report and in compliance with all conditions of approval, I, Lance Gilman, hereby move to approve the abandonment of a portion of unimproved Main Street right-of-way located within Gold Hill. The right-of-way abandonment is approximately 25 feet in width and extends from the development intersection at Main Street adjacent to the northmost point of APN 002-113-02 and to the southern boundary of APN 002-111-08. The right-of-way abandonment is located adjacent to parcels owned by Story County and the DeFries, adjacent to 2377 Main Street, Gold Hill, Story County, Nevada, and borders assessor's parcel number APNs 002-111-07, 002-111-08, and 002-113-02.
Okay. I have a motion. Before you second it, I think I better ask Kathy to read findings of fact on this.
This approval is to abandon a portion of unimproved Main Street right-of-way located within Gold Hill. The right-of-way abandonment is approximately 25 feet in width and extends from the developed intersection at Main Street adjacent to the northernmost point of APN 002-113-02 to the southern boundary of APN 002-111-08. The right-of-way abandonment is located adjacent to parcels owned by the Story County and the Dufresnes, adjacent to 2377 Main Street, Gold Hill, Story County, Nevada, and borders assessor's parcel numbers, APNs 002-111-07, 002-111-08, and 002-113-02. The abandonment complies with NRS 278.480 relating to abandonment of a street or easement. The abandonment complies with all federal, state, and county regulations pertaining to vacation or abandonment of streets or easements, including NRS 278.240. The abandonment will not impose substantial adverse impacts or safety hazards on the abutting properties or the surrounding vicinity. The abandonment will not cause the public to be materially injured by the proposed abandonment. The conditions of approval for the requested abandonment do not conflict with the minimum requirements in Story County Code, Chapter 17.12.090, General Provisions, Access and Rights Away, or any other federal, state, or county regulations.
Great. Thank you, Kathy. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Moved to second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Very good. Are we going to be done with the PowerPoint? Or are we going to?
No, I have two more.
Okay.
It's 3 months.
All right. Next up is item 13, discussion of possible action, the zone map amendment request filed 2019-029 to rezone two commercial residential CR zone parcels and a portion of the abandoned right-of-way between the two parcels to public zoning. The existing parcels have been owned by Story County since 1993-94 under either vacant or associated with the Gold Hill wastewater system. The modifications to the existing conditions are proposed with this zone map. Amendment application. The property is located at 2377 Main Street, Gold Hill, Story County, Nevada. Assessor's parcel number 002-111-08 and 222-113-02. Ms. Canfield.
Okay, thank you. So the two properties that we were just talking about, where the abandonment was touching, this parcel here and this parcel here, have been owned by Story County since 1993-1994. They are currently zoned CR, commercial residential, but I believe when we adopted our zoning code in 1999, this was probably an oversight, and this should have been zoned as a public-type zone, public zoning at that time. The site at the time of the zoning ordinance contained a community sewer system, and the definition for the public zone is accommodate a wide range of public, institutional, and auxiliary uses that are in response to the health, safety, culture, and welfare need of the citizens of the county. This has been a service since 1999, even before 1999. So this would be the pieces we're requesting to be zoned public. So the piece that was abandoned, approved to be abandoned here, plus those two parcels that are owned by the county. This is the zoning map for right now. So the red is all commercial residential. There are a couple of public service. This is the public service yard. This is the NDOT yard. And there are a couple of different public properties down through here. This area here showed up more close. So these are the two properties in question here. So this is all still zoned commercial residential. This area here is zoned forestry, and this is BLM land over here. And then this is SPR, which is mostly like the mining uses. Staff is recommending approval of the zone change. And the Planning Commission heard this, also recommended approval 6-0 with one person that was absent.
Okay, great. Thank you, Kathy. Commissioners, have any questions for Kathy?
No, sir.
All right, have we opened up any public comment regarding this item? Okay, would you go ahead and read the findings of facts and the motion for approval?
The proposed zone amendment complies with all federal, Nevada, state, and Story County regulations. The proposed zone map amendment will not impose substantial adverse impacts or safety hazards on the abutting properties. The conditions of approval of the zone map require compliance with the applicable codes. The condition of approval of the zone map amendment do not conflict with the minimum requirements in Chapter 17.15P Public Zone or Chapter 17.03.220 Zone Map Amendments and Zone Text Amendments. The uses allowed by the new zone do not appear to cause substantial adverse impacts to the uses allowed in abutting zones. The proposed zone map amendment is in substantial compliance with and supports the goals, objectives, and recommendations of the 2016 Story County Master Plan. The proposed zone map amendment will provide for land uses compatible with existing adjacent land uses and will not have detrimental impacts to other properties in the vicinity. The proposed zone map amendment will not cause uses that will negatively impact existing or planned public services or facilities and will not adversely impact the public health, safety, and welfare. And the proposed zone map amendment will not create any non-conforming conditions such as non-conforming setbacks, distances, or minimum parcel area and width requirements.
Thank you, Kathy. All right. Is that done? If I can go ahead, Lance, if you'll entertain a motion to approve.
In accordance with the recommendations by staff and the Planning Commission, the findings of fact under Section 3.A of this report and other findings deemed appropriate by the Planning Commission. And in compliance with the conditions of approval, I, Lance Gilman, move to approve Zone Map Amendment File Number 2019-029 to rezone two commercial residential CR zone parcels and a portion of abandoned right-of-way between the two parcels to public P zoning. The existing parcels have been owned by Story County since 1993-94 and are either vacant or are associated with the Gold Hill wastewater system. No modifications to the existing conditions are proposed with this zone map amendment application. The property is located at 2377 Main Street, Gold Hill, Story County, Nevada, and has assessor's parcel numbers 002-111-08 and 002-113-02.
All right. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Moved to second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along to item number 14. Discussion of possible action. Special use permit request 2019-030 to replace the existing sewage septic system with a surface discharge package wastewater treatment plant facility. Okay.
All right, this is the third portion of this. The special use permit is to replace the existing septic system that's there with a, let me get this right, a surface discharge package wastewater treatment plant. So the new plant will all be contained within a single building. The building itself is approximately 40 foot by 60 foot. This is a computer generated rendering of an example. So the initial site plan has the building itself, all the equipment will be inside of the building. There'll be a parking and a driveway area around it and then fencing around this. So it'll be about approximately this location in here. The existing septic system that's there right now is failing, and the Public Works Department has been working with NDEP to come up with a solution to that will satisfy not only NDEP, but actually the county. We've gone through several different options, and this has been the selected option to move forward with. Right now, because of the leaking that's there, the Public Works Department goes in and pumps the septic system that's there, so that's what keeping the system from causing any more damage that's there. The building itself will serve the existing 27 people that are currently on the system. Because of the funding that has been made available for the project, we're not able to do any kind of expansion to allow for additional hookups to the site. That may be in the future that could be done. The building itself doesn't prohibit any kind of additional equipment and things, but right now we can't do any expansion because of the way that the funding is. The building itself has been went to the Comstock Historic District, and they've approved preliminarily the design. I know there was going to be some tweaks to some of that. One of the things we wanted to do was add some windows to have some passive odor use. However, the building will be designed to be able to add in a mechanical system if it's determined to be needed. We think the way that the design is happening within the building, that shouldn't be needed, but just in case, there is room added to if ever that needed to be installed. The Planning Commission heard the request and voted 6-0 for approval. There were no other comments that occurred at that, and I know the applicant, Public Works, is here, and Sherry Nevin, who's been kind of spearheading the project, plus the designers, if you have any questions.
Were there so many questions?
Kathy, you mentioned a mechanical system. Is that so? If we wanted to add some folks onto that system, is there room in that existing building? Is that what that mechanical system is, or?
I can let the designers talk about that. Right now, we can't add any additional because of the way the funding that we got for it. But it's my understanding that the building has been designed so that you could add onto the building to put more
without
equipment
being
in
a separate building.
Right. But I'll let Mike.
Yeah. Thank you, Kathy. First off, I'd like to take a moment to thank Kathy for all the effort that she has put into compiling pages and pages of documents and information relative to this project into, you know, an understandable report that you folks have, as well as the Planning Commission received. So once again, Kathy, thank you very much for that. As far as Commissioner Carmona's question regarding expansion, the existing building will house the package plant. There will be an opportunity to, you know, add maybe 6 to 8 hookups. We cannot use the existing funding, however, to do that with. So this would be at a property owner's expense if they were, you know, requesting a hookup into the Gold Hill main that would eventually end up in that small package treatment facility. We're anticipating, you know, a plant that probably will be in the neighborhood of about 12,000 gallons per day. So
if I understand correctly, the current plant would be able to accommodate 6 to 8 more?
Correct.
Okay.
But we just can't utilize the USDA funding to
understand,
you know, hook those folks up.
I guess my point is, if people wanted to jump in later, we don't need to add a separate building to allow them to get access.
Not for those, you know, few hookups.
Okay.
Yeah.
If there were more than 8.
You know, to expand from what it's going to be, you know, somewhere into the future would probably require additional approvals from NDEP. Because right now, you know, we're, you know, bumping up against that requirement of the Clean Water Act and the fact that the Gold Canyon Creek does enter the Carson River watershed and the Carson River eventually. But most of the outflow from the small plant is going to dissipate into the ground before it ever hits there. But, you know, that's something to look for into the future, and some would have to be addressed and, you know, looked into and resolved, I'm sure.
Thank you.
But hopefully that clarifies your question.
Mike, if you're right, if you don't mind, Mr. Chairman. Mike, if just to make sure we're all clear, if 7 or 8 more go into this plant, it has capacity. If someone wanted to go and build 30 more homes in Gold Hill, it'd have to be an expansion of this plant.
Right.
And there is potential capability. I understand from the engineers that the plant could be expanded. There would be substantial work to do, but it can happen.
Yeah, on somebody else's nickel, so to speak. Yeah,
correct.
Thank
you.
Thanks, Mike. Is there public comment regarding this item? Hearing none. Kathy, if I can get you to read the findings of fact. Your motion for approval.
I'd like to make just a quick comment.
Sure,
if I may. I want to thank staff very much. I recall when we started this process some time ago that the surrounding neighbors were very concerned about what we were going to build, how it was going to look, how it might impact the values in their properties. And I think it's commendable that we've now reached a point where there's no opposition. Everyone seems to be in agreement on what we're doing. And extra thank you for the staff for getting all that put together.
This approval is for special use permit 2019-030 to replace the existing sewage septic system with a surface discharge package wastewater treatment plant facility. The facility includes an approximate 40 by 60 foot building and associated driveway, parking area, and fencing. The property is owned by Story County and is located at 2377 Main Street, Gold Hill, Story County, Nevada, assessor's parcel number APN 002-111-08 and 002-113-02. The proposed project complies with the general purpose, goals, objectives, and standards of the county master plan, this title, and any other plan, program, map, or ordinance adopted or under consideration pursuant to official notice by the county. The proposal location, size, height, operations, and other significant features will be compatible with and will not cause substantial negative impact on adjacent land uses or will perform a function or provide a service that is essential to the surrounding land uses, community, and neighborhood. The proposed project will result in no substantial or undue adverse effect on adjacent property, the character of the neighborhood, traffic conditions, parking, public improvements, public sites or right-of-way, or other matters affecting the public health, safety, and general welfare, either as they now exist or as they may in the future be developed as a result of the implementation of the provisions and policies of the county master plan, this title, and any other plans, program, map, or ordinance adopted or under consideration pursuant to an official notice by the county or other governmental agency having jurisdiction to guide growth and development. The proposed use in the proposed area will be adequately served by and will impose no undue burden on any of the improvements, facilities, utilities, or services provided by the county or other governmental agency having jurisdiction in the county. The special use permit conforms to the 2016 Story County Master Plan for the Gold Hill portion of the Comstock Area Plan area, in which the subject property is located. A discussion supporting this finding is provided in Section 2C of the staff report, and the contents thereof are cited in an approval of this special use permit. The conditions under the special use permit do not conflict with the minimum requirements in Story County Code Sections 17.03.150 Special Use Permit and Section 17.5P Public Zone.
Thank you, Kathy. That's it. Can I get a motion to approve?
In accordance with the recommendation by staff and the Planning Commission, the findings of fact under Section 3.A of this report and other findings deemed appropriate by the Board of County Commissioners, and in compliance with the conditions of approval, I, Lance Gilman, move to approve Special Use Permit 2019-030 to replace the existing sewage septic system with a surface discharge package wastewater treatment plant facility. The facility includes an approximate 40-foot by 60-foot building and associated driveway, parking area, and fencing. The property is owned by Story County and is located at 2377 Main Street, Gold Hill, Story County, Nevada. Assessor parcel number APN-002-111-08 and 002-113-02.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now. Next up is going to be item 15 and 16. We're going to combine these two together. This is special use permit request, file number 2019-039 and 2019-040 to construct approximately a 5 to 170 megawatt utility scale ground-mounted solar photovoltaic power generation facility using solar panel array technology with associated equipment, storage buildings, and an office and watchman's dwelling. So, Ms. Canfield.
Thank you. So this is an application that you heard in February 2017 and was approved by the board at that time. That permit has since expired, and the applicant is back to renew that permit. The conditions that are in this permit are exactly the same as what was looked at before. The only difference is because there were two parcels involved, the applicant asked that each parcel have its own permit associated with it. That's why we have two rather than one. This is located northeast of the Mark Twain area. It's in the red circle area above. This area, just to kind of orient yourself, this is the Basalite mine thing, and then the Mark Twain's neighborhood is right about here. So the two parcels in yellow are where the request for the solar field is. It will be a ground mounted, so they're attached to the ground. These aren't the Eye of Sauron or whatever from Lord of the Rings thing. It's all ground mounted. It is going to be constructed in separate phases, so at 20 acres at a time. Because it's all ground-mounted, there's not a lot of mass grading of the site. They're actually put into the area. The applicant has several options for access to the site, and they've been working with Lyon County on that. There's this area right here. This is Iron Mountain Road. That's an existing road there. There's a new connection because of the Highway 50 improvements that have been done. There's a new connection for this roadway right here. There is a roadway easement that's in Story County in this area here that if they chose to use, they would have to construct the roadway to our public work standards, which that's conditioned in the permit. We noticed adjacent property owners. We had Basalite Mine inquired on the project. They didn't have any concerns. They were just curious on what it was. And then we also had a representative from Blockchains at the Planning Commission meeting, not with any concerns, but just was curious as to what the project was. At the time, there was also a gentleman that had some concerns with roadways, existing roadways through the site, and we had a discussion about RS-2477 roads at that time. The Planning Commission recommended approval 6-0 for both of these applications, and we had one absent at that time.
Okay, thank you. Commissioner, have any questions for Kathy? No. Any public comment regarding this item? Come on up. We're done with PowerPoint now, aren't we, Kathy?
Yeah.
Can everybody turn on the call? Thank you.
My name's Tom Zachary. I'm the gentleman with the concerns about the roads in the area. I just want to make sure that no one who is using the roads that are there is going to lose access to whatever they're using the roads for, whether it's their own private property or just to go out there. As you know, we were all involved in a lawsuit over Sutro Springs Road. Recently, and that came from a decision that Story County made about ignoring a road that had been there for well over 100 years. There are roads into Section 1 where this project is going that are on the same map that we used to prove that Sutro Springs Road was a public road. And because Story County made some bad decisions in 1996, I was fighting that bad decision a long time before the rest of you were. I know that you do a lot better job now in before you approve things. But in that instance, a road that was on a county map that was hanging in every office in this building was ignored. It was not only ignored, it was removed from a map. In the first map of that subdivision in Mark Twain to the 40-acre parcels, the road was shown going through those parcels. Later, that road was removed, and that map was approved. The notifications about that project only went to the people within 300 feet of the project. Those are the people on territory. No one else was notified because our home and property is a couple of miles from there. We were not notified, even though that road was the original access to our property and to the Harper's property, and everyone else who owns property at Sutro Springs. Not only were we not notified, the notices that hung at the firehouse in Mark Twain and other places did not mention any road closures whatsoever.
This is Zachary. You're talking about ancient history now.
I am.
But I'm
talking about...
I know, but we need to move on
okay.
to where we are today.
That's fine. Let me just say a couple more things. The ancient history matters because a lot of these roads are ancient history. These are old roads. They were public roads. They were out there. It's ancient history because the decision that caused me to spend over $23,000 was made in 1996, and no one chose to sue me over it until 2018 or whenever that was. But it still cost me $23,000 because of something that this county did that should never have happened. I should never have been in that lawsuit because there should never have been one, because the people who bought the property should have known the road was there.
Okay. Thank you.
There's a lot more of these roads out there.
I know, but we remedied the Sutro Springs Road, did we not? Did we fix that?
Yes.
We did.
Over 40 acres. But you didn't remedy the $23,000 you cost.
Well,
Mr. Chairman, I have a comment I brought up at the Planning Commission.
Go ahead.
If you don't mind. And I'll look to Keith if I need to stop. But in this, I brought up this concern of the Planning Commission, or Mr. Zachary did. And there's two parts of this. One is we're not really looking at a map. We're not looking at a map change or a tentative map or subdivision or something like that that would change the status of any roads that exist on the subject properties. We're looking at a use. And the use in this one's a special use permit, but it would be potentially no different impact than if he were to build buildings on the property that would be already allowed. And what Mr. Zachary is saying is that there may be historic routes that across these properties that maybe he or others may have rights to use. And I'm not arguing either way, yes or no. I will say that Kathy and Keith Loomis and I met with Jerry Elkins last Friday, or the Friday before last Friday, to do a comprehensive road inventory study in Story County for this exact purpose, and then for us to then be able to identify roads in the county that may have RS-2477 status or other certain rights. And that's the purpose of that. And we're not talking about that today, and I won't go too far. But I did want to give you at least a picture of what we're doing to remedy the problems Mr. Zachary brought up.
Right.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks. Any additional public comment? All right. If there's no objection, so if you'll read the findings of fact. Motion to approval. Are both findings of fact, so they mirror one another? So you want to read both of them?
They are, except that the description of the property is different.
Okay.
So this one would be for 2019-039. This approval is for special use permit 2019-039 to construct an approximately 5 to 170 megawatt utility scale ground-mounted solar photovoltaic power generating facility using solar panel array technology with associated equipment, storage buildings, office, and watchman's dwelling on APN 004-291-02. Located in Section 1, Township 17 North, Range 22 East, MDBM. Property is located along the Story County, Lyon County boundary northeast of Mark Twain Estates. The special use permit conforms to the 2016 Story County Master Plan for the transition from resources to industrial designated area in which the subject property is located. A discussion supporting this finding for the special use permit is provided in Section 2.D of the staff report, and the contents thereof are cited in an approval of this special use permit. The special use permit complies with the general purpose, goals, objectives, and standards of the county master plan, the zoning ordinance, and any other plan, program, map, or ordinance adopted or under consideration pursuant to the official notice by the county. The proposal location, size, height, operations, and other significant features will be compatible with and will not cause substantial negative impact on adjacent land uses or will perform a function or provide a service that is essential to the surrounding land uses, community, and neighborhood. The special use permit will result in no substantial or undue adverse effect on adjacent property, the character of the neighborhood, traffic conditions, parking, public improvements, public sites or right-of-way or other matters affecting the public health, safety, and general welfare, either as they now exist or as they may in the future, be developed as a result of the implementation of the provisions and policies of the county master plan, this title, and any other plans, program, map, or ordinance adopted or under consideration pursuant to an official notice by the county or other governmental agency having jurisdiction to guide growth and development. The proposed use in the proposed area will be adequately served by and will impose no undue burden on any of the improvements, facilities, utilities, or services provided by the county or other governmental agency having jurisdiction in the county. The special use permit with the recommended conditions of approval complies with the requirements of chapters 17.03.150 special use permit, 17.12 general provisions, and 17.34 light industrial zone.
Would you want to just read the first finding from the next one that is the property description and add the two together? You're fine with that, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, and then for the file 2019-040, the first condition or the first finding of fact would be this approval is for special use permit 2019-040 to construct an approximately 5 to 170 megawatt utility scale ground mounted solar photovoltaic power generating facility using solar panel array technology with associated equipment, storage buildings, office, and watchman's dwelling on APN 004-181-02, located in Section 31, Township 18 North, Range 23 East, MDBM. The property is located along the Story County, Lyon County boundary northeast of Mark Twain Estates.
Thank you. I get a motion to approve both of these special use permits.
Mr. Chairman, when a motion is made, if you don't mind, and I'll ask Kathy if you want to guide, there is address and location in the motion. Would you suggest that just both motions are read?
I would think to make it cleaner, probably reading both motions.
Okay. Thank you.
Then if I can get a motion to approve the file number 2019-039.
In accordance with the recommendation by staff and the Planning Commission, the findings of fact under Section 3.A of this report and other findings deemed appropriate by the Board of County Commissioners, and in compliance with the conditions of approval, I, Lance Gilman, move to approve special use permit 2019-039 to construct an approximate 5 to 170 megawatt utility scale ground mounted solar photovoltaic power generating facility using solar panel array technology with associated equipment, storage buildings, office, and watchman's dwelling on APN 004-291-02, located in Section 1, Township 17 North, Range 22 East, MDBM. The property is located along the Story County, Lyon County boundaries northeast of the Mark Twain Estates.
We have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
We move to second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Then if I can go ahead and get a motion to approve special use permit, file number 2019-040.
I so move.
We have a motion.
Second.
Move to second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Mr. Chairman, before you do, just because it's a very technical item, do you mind if the whole motion is read?
Okay.
Even though it's long.
Under item number 16?
Yeah.
Yes. In accordance with the recommendation by staff and Planning Commission, the findings of fact under Section 3.A of this report and other findings deemed appropriate by the Board of County Commissioners, and in compliance with the conditions of approval, I, Lance Gilman, move to approve special use permit 2019-040 to construct an approximate 5 to 170 megawatt utility scale ground mounted solar photovoltaic power generating facility using solar panel array technology with associated equipment, storage buildings, office, and watchman's dwelling on APM 004-181-02, located in the Section 31, Township 18 North, Range 23 East, MDBM. The property is located along the Story County, Lyon County boundary northeast of the Mark Twain Estates.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Move to second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 17, discussion and possible action, approval of business license second readings. Mr. Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Community Development recommends approving second readings A through F. I can read them if you want.
A through F?
Yep.
That's all? We've got A through Q.
There's more?
There's a little explanation associated with that.
A through F.
Keith Lewis, District Attorney's Office. These following F, the ones that are on there, are
second readings of business licenses that had a first reading. And can you tell me the date of that first meeting, Vanessa? On September 3rd, they should have had a second reading on September 17th, but were not included on that September 17th agenda, so we have placed them on this one for the second reading of items.
So just A through
G through Q.
A through what's that?
What's that?
A through G.
So the total would be A through Q.
A through Q.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to make sure my packet and my agenda shows A through F and nothing else. And I believe I have a complete packet.
If you look on page 4, the very front of your agenda.
Can't be that hard.
The very front. Page over. There you go.
Thank you.
Good to go.
So G through Q are the ones that were added because they did not have a second reading on September 17th.
Okay.
But they're all on for a second reading today.
Okay.
I'll change my statement that the community development is recommending everything in accordance with what Mr. Loomis has said. Thanks.
Right. All second readings, A through Q.
So I move to approve second readings of approval of business license, A through Q.
Second.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding this item? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 18, public comment. Hearing none? See you in 2 weeks.